John Walden here. Let me share something with you from the life of the Lord Jesus. In the fourth chapter of Matthew, we're told that he was walking by the Sea of Galilee and he saw two brethren, Simon called Peter and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he said unto them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." And they straightway, which means right away, immediately, left their nets and followed him. And going on from thence, he saw other two brethren, James the son of Zebedee and John his brother, in a ship with Zebedee their father, mending their nets, and he called them. And they immediately left the ship and their father and followed him. Now there are two calls for the apostles in the New Testament. The disciples of the Lord Jesus were called, first of all, to salvation, and then they were called to service. Same thing is true now. If you haven't heard the Lord's first call, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest," then there's no use for you to listen for the second call, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest to your souls." You must come to the Lord Jesus first of all for salvation. Then he calls you to serve him. He never calls for people to serve him who have not believed in him. You can't do anything for the Lord Jesus until you let the Lord Jesus do something for you. Now, I received the Lord as my Savior when I was still a lad. Some years after this, the Lord made it plain to me that he wanted me to serve him and gave me some things to do for him. I'm sure that this is true for every Christian. If you are really a child of God, the Lord has a job for you to do. Notice that some of these people were successful at the time the Lord met them. Simon Peter and Andrew his brother were casting a net into the sea. They were busy. They were accomplishing something. They were fishing. But James and John were mending their nets. That means that they were unsuccessful at that particular time. Their nets must have been torn and they had lost their catch of fish. It doesn't matter too much whether you're a success or a failure. You need the Lord. You need him first of all as your Savior. You say, "Well, I'm getting along fine. I'm sitting on top of the world." Yes, but you see, you're going to leave this world one of these days. And unless you have Christ for your Savior, you'll be the worst failure who ever lived, because you will die without Christ and be lost forever. Your success on this earth has nothing to do with your need of the Lord Jesus. On the other hand, you may consider yourself a failure and think that the Lord wouldn't want you. Well, he called these whose nets were torn, as well as those who were succeeding. He wants you. And if you have failed, put your broken life into his hands. If you are a child of God and you feel that you have failed, just go to him in honest confession and tell him that you failed. And then turn away from everything, success or failure. Leave it all. Leave your nets. Leave your boats. Leave your father, that is your family. Any of these things that would hinder you from usefulness, go on for the Lord. Notice that they did it for him. They followed him. Not a church, not a creed, not a religion, a person. This is similar to what was said of the Thessalonians in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. They turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God. When you see the Lord and you realize who he is, when he fills your eyes and your heart and your mind, it's easy to turn your back on other things. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Have you heard the call of the Lord Jesus? Well, what have you said? Did you say, "Yes, Lord, I want eternal life. Yes, I want you for my Savior. Yes, I need my sins forgiven"? Well, fine, I'm glad if you did. Now, have you heard his call to service? Are you like Samuel in the Old Testament, who said, "Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth"? Are you like Saul, who on the road to Damascus met the Lord and said, "Lord, what wilt thou have me to do"? If you haven't said it, maybe you ought to say it right now. Our Father, we thank thee for thy Son, thy perfect servant. Now we pray that thou wilt help us who have received him as Savior to be glad to serve him faithfully also. We thank thee that he loved us and died for us and rose again. We ask thy blessing in his name. Amen.